I undress and slip into the chilly river. It runs over my plump, sore cock, filling it with a sense of peace and relief. Is this what every day will be like? Maybe this life isn't so bad after all. I'm a natural circus boy. Once I've dried off and put my clothes back on, I head to the Grand Central tent. Barnaby awaits me inside, standing beside a narrow wooden crate the height of his knees. It's an odd box, a stubby rectangle with two circular holes cut into the ends. A series of padlocks is affixed to the top, securing it shut. As I move closer, I realize a handful of performers are sitting in the front row and drinking beer like they're waiting for a show to start.
Ah, there he is.
Barnaby beckons me closer.
Come, come. This will be a special day for you.
What is it, Mr. Sterling? What kind of training will we do?
Think back to what we did last night. It felt good, didn't it? You enjoyed bringing a man pleasure, right?
Yeah, it was nice. I didn't expect that. Snickers emanate from the group of men watching.
You see, Jonathan, virtually all men want to fuck women. Your skinny body holds minimal appeal. But that doesn't mean it's useless. A homo's holes can be quite valuable, in fact.
You mean my mouth and ass?
Yeah. They're precious tools for horny men. They can provide delicious relief without the risk of pregnancy. In fact, the more cum that's pumped into you, the better you become. All those seminal hormones enter your body, blending with what you're already producing in your locked little balls.
I've been feeling weird today, sir. My cock keeps inflating in its cage.
That's normal. Soon your body will give up. Once your erections have faded, you'll know you're ready.
He looks down at the wooden box.
And that's why I've brought this today. It's time for you to become acquainted with your new home. This will accelerate your progression.
What is it?
Get naked.
I hesitate, glancing at our audience. They all wear wide grins. If I didn't know better, I'd think they were watching a circus trapeze act. They're thoroughly entertained. My fingers tremble as I undress, displaying my embarrassing little cock. Several of the men roar with laughter before taking a swig of beer.
You really did it, Barnaby. You found another one.
A jock points at me. Barnaby just laughs and crouches low, pulling a key from his pocket. I recognize it. That's the same tiny key he used to lock my chastity cage. He slips it into the padlocks, opening them one at a time before pulling back the lid. I move in close, staring into the interior with confusion. What? My brows furrow. Black leather straps are nailed into the padded interior. The large hoops include buckles for adjusting tightness, like long belts.
Obedience stimulates a man. Did you know that?
Barnaby steps beside me and puts a hand on my shoulder.
Physically showing devotion. Nothing gets a cock harder.
Becoming vulnerable.
Now you're getting it. Control is the ultimate aphrodisiac. You need to show a man that his cock is the most important thing in your life. You'll obey it. You'll worship it.
I crouch low beside the box. It suddenly seems so obvious. I know how to convey my feelings to men. This box is designed for it. Crawling inside, I insert my head through one of the holes, poking out like a turtle from its shell. The box's inner padding cradles my hands and knees as my bare ass glides backward, naturally poking out the back hole. The space is cramped, but this position feels so natural. A homo, a sodomite. The ringmaster was right about me.
That's my good boy.
He pets my naked back.
Just follow your instincts. You and the animals in my menagerie. You have so much in common.
He grabs the black leather straps and loops them around my wrists and ankles. Pulling them tight, he secures me in place. Panic surges into my veins, and I struggle before going limp. Why fight it? This is what I want. On my hands and knees in this little casket, I'm fully immobilized. A man is in control now. He locked my cock. He's going to lock my body.
Your cock cage is a little house for your penis. The box, though, this is your mansion.
He closes the lid. The men in the audience laugh as he crouches and secures the padlocks. With each click, I feel my bodily autonomy slipping away. I'm a head and an ass now. I'm a dual hole, a tube for male pleasure.
Look at this ass.
Barnaby pulls the box, positioning my butt toward the men.
His cheeks spread naturally in this position. You can see the pink entrance.
How long until he grows a pussy?
Pussy?
Yeah, buddy. This is part of your training. If your hole is conditioned properly, it can be fashioned into a bona fide boy pussy. I told you people come from far and wide to see my freak show, and this is why. A red, wet boy pussy is hard to train, but I'm an expert on the process.
What are you gonna do to me?
Calm down. It happens naturally when a boy is locked into chastity. His erections diminish, but the sexual energy stays in the body. The cock isn't the only region that's filled with nerve endings. Your ass is too. When one pleasure outlet is cut off, the other is enhanced. Haven't you heard stories of people losing their sight, only to develop powerful hearing? This is the same principle.
I want it. I want the pussy. I want to make men happy.
It's so beautiful to see a mind open up like this. Your walls are crumbling faster than most. My other freaks took days to sink this low.
He grabs my ass cheeks and spreads them wide. He spits a glob of saliva onto the delicate hole, causing me to tense up and lurch forward. But the box holds me in place. There's no movement. Tracing a finger around my rim, he enters into a swirling massage. I've never seen my ass as something sexual, but in this moment, it feels divine. The wrinkles come to life, quivering and puckering while a cold shiver races up my back. It's a sweet, delicate pressure. So sensitive. Can it really become even better? Can my body be transformed?
Here's what we're gonna do.
Barnaby rubs my boy hole.
Each day you'll work in the gym, then you'll clean around the circus. Before sundown, you'll come here to get in your box. We'll repeat this anal massage, encouraging the rim to acclimate to a man's touch. Over time, it will grow inflamed and sensitive. When the boy pussy is fully developed, you'll be allowed to join your homo brothers in the freak show.
I understand, sir. I'll work hard at this, I promise.
Good. Over time, you'll come to love your little box. You'll love the way it amuses men. You'll never want to leave.
Training me to love the box.
Exactly. Once our little massages are finished, I'll feed you a meal and carry you back to your trailer. You'll sleep in the box. You'll grow used to this position.
The men from the audience hop over the railing and step into the arena. They encircle my box while I stare up at them, my vision blurred by the ass pleasure. A tiny smile creeps across my face.
Look at him. He already loves it.
One of the studs folds his veiny arms with approval.
He'll go far.
He crouches low, pressing his stubbled chin near my ear and whispering something that sets my heart on fire.
You'll become the perfect box boy.